Track 8. There are two letters to the editor this week, but as they both deal with the same subject, which is counting down to net zero, we're just going to read one because the second one more or less just repeats lots of the information. This one that we're going to read is from Mike Baldwin in Thorverton. Ed Miliband has accused Nigel Farage of making up nonsense and lies regarding Farage's stated view that net zero is lunacy and that on this parliament is hopelessly out of touch with the country. In fact, it looks like it's Farage's views that are actually out of touch with the country. YouGov's latest poll shows 61% of the population support the government's policy of net zero by 2050, with only 24% opposing it. So why has Farage decided to go against the views of the majority of the population? Could it be his fawning support for Donald Trump in America, who has described climate change as mythical, non-existent, and an expensive hoax, and has called for his fossil fuel financial backers to drill, baby, drill? Could it be that Farage's own financial backers demand the same view? Between 2019 and mid-2024, Reform UK had received more than £2.3 million from oil and gas interests, highly polluting industries, and climate science deniers. Reform UK say they will scrap net zero to cut bills and restore growth. But everyone knows that renewables are the cheapest form of energy. Everyone knows that the high cost of electricity in the UK is due to the high cost of gas. Everyone knows that renewable energy generated in the UK will give us energy security. The Confederation of British Industries recently reported that the net zero economy has become a powerhouse of job creation and economic expansion, with 10.1% growth in the total economic value supported by the net zero economy since 2023. It all tends to support Ed Miliband's view. Nigel Farage is just full of nonsense and lies.